leading the news this morning, a 23-year-old man is expected to face court on terrorism-related charges after raids in Melbourne. Victorian and federal police have raided several properties. Items including firearms and computer equipment have been seized. Australia has joined international condemnation of the murders of the US ambassador to Libya and three of his staff. Islamist gunmen are being blamed for the attack on the consulate in Benghazi. It followed protests against an American film said to insult the Prophet Muhammad. One of Pakistan's worst industrial accidents has killed nearly 300 people and injured many more. It happened when fire broke out at a garment factory in Karachi. Witnesses say hundreds of workers were trapped inside the burning building, which had only one fire exit. The federal government's hoping to secure crossbench support today to stop a super trawler fishing in Australian waters. Labor will move an amendment to ensure its proposed fishing laws apply only to commercial ventures. The opposition won't support the bill. It's accusing the government of a knee-jerk reaction to a social media campaign. And Australia's Paralympic team has arrived home. They touched down in Sydney a short time ago, and they'll soon be welcomed at a reception hosted by the acting Prime Minister Wayne Swan. The team finished fifth at the London Games, winning 85 medals, including 32 shining gold ones.